It's the 19th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Liberal Democrat and Conservative councillors at Bedford Borough Council are in disagreement regarding the use of budgetary reserves. Lib Dem councillor Michael Headley objected to the Conservatives using a total of almost £5 million from reserves to balance both last year's and this year's budget. He said the current administration are fiscally irresponsible, having taken on an additional £85 million loan that will require increased interest payments. Conservative councillor Graham Coombs defended the decision to use the reserves and blamed the poor fiscal situation that the administration of former Liberal Democrat Mayor Dave Hodson. Two men wanted by Bedfordshire Police were tracked down and detained in Bedford Town Centre. One of the men was apprehended on Greenhill Street. The other, who has violent tendencies, was caught on Lyne Street without incident. Both men will be recalled to prison. Megan Goffer was horrified to discover that the grave of her baby son had been littered with drug paraphernalia and rubbish. The 31-year-old Luton resident and mother of three buried her son 15 years ago at the Luton Church burial ground. The trustees of the site, through a spokesperson, said, upon receiving the mother's complaint, we took immediate action to clear the area of debris to the best of our abilities. We will be monitoring the area over the next few months. The Bedford Ladies Tug of War team have taken gold in three weight classes at the Devon National Championships. The same team will go on to represent England at the Mannheim, Germany World Championships, which will take place at the beginning of September. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.